Okay, this is the regular meeting of the Northwestern Special Service District. Today is March 10th, Tuesday. It's 6:32 p.m. We're starting a meeting shortly. We can remind everybody to please silence your phones, including us. We'd appreciate it. And we're in Vail Fire Department.
Okay. Let's call the meeting to order. So, Charlie, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chris, would you use an invocation, please?
Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for this meeting that we are about to have. We pray that Thou bless us, that Thy Spirit might be here. We can cover the business that we need to. We're thankful for the country that we live in and for the sacrifices that have been made for us to be here. We thank Thee again for all that we have, and we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, so since we... Charlie has a moment of silence.
So, last Thursday I got a call from one of our firefighters. Wednesday, his son, Jake Barlow, had been in a motorcycle accident out in the Hilldale area and was killed. Jake, for the past 2 years, had been working with us as a volunteer, or as a junior firefighter. He and his brother had been coming out and training with us. Jake had called me a couple months ago and was anxious. He was turning 18 in May and was anxious to get his wildland certifications and was very actively working on that. This is a devastating loss for us. A kid, very high energy kid, a great individual. We had a funeral for him yesterday. Chief Larson and I were able to lead out and bring in the back of a procession there in Gunlock and pay tribute to Jake. And so I was hoping here at the board meeting we'd just take a minute and have a little moment of silence, maybe a couple silent prayers for Jake's family. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, so number four on our agenda is the approval of the January 2026 minutes, because we had to cancel our meeting last month. So,
Mr. Chair, I move we approve the January 2026 minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passed. Now I need to sign them.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've got a special guest here this evening, Brother Alan Anderson from the Washington County Library. So he's going to do a presentation on the library.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me today and entertaining this. I had called and said, hey, I have an idea. And I was surprised to say, hey, we have an idea also.
So, we talked about it. We talked about something like this.
So what we would like to do is consider, and I've got a little slideshow. I know sometimes we see too many PowerPoints, but... maybe it's better to show you a few pictures. They say a picture's worth a thousand words. So, and I'm using one I'm not used to, so I hope I get it right.
Oh, this slideshow. Unless you want to do something else.
No, we can go there.
To the left of record.
There we go.
So, we have been looking at some ways that we can actually kind of help and serve us up in this area a little better. I realize this is a little bit far from either Enterprise, which is a close library, or the St. George. So we have an idea, and I'm not sure what you guys have been thinking about, so I'll show you what we're thinking about. So we would actually like to try to expand library service, and we realize that there are needs, and sometimes when you have a ways to drive, it's hard to... It's not like someone in town where you can just jump in the car and
we used to have a bookmobile a long time ago.
Yes, actually, and that was shared with, I think, Iron County and Washington County, so and it has been a while since that ran. So I appreciate you guys. Like I say, maybe great minds think alike here. We would like to see something happen. We've applied for some funds through the state library, which is actually channeled through the federal government. And I'd actually applied in about August or September, and then they had the whole government shut down and everything that happened there. Things kind of got tied up. So when I got notified in late December that they had actually kind of, the government shut down and ended and we got some funding, they said, but the problem is, you still have the same amount of time frame to do this in. So we have a shorter time frame, but I do have some funding to try to buy a remote locker system. This is a little bit like the old red box stuff you would see in the stores where you could go and get stuff. Of course, the library, and the idea is that this would expand service. And as you probably know, we have locations. This area probably doesn't have enough population in one place to justify putting a building in. But this locker system seems like a good idea to be able to expand service. And actually, I talked to Jared Bollinger. I don't know how many of you know him. He runs the ambulance, on the ambulance from Enterprise to St. George. And he works at the hospital. And so he couriers stuff from us from St. George to Enterprise. And I said, hey, I have this idea. I said, I would like to see us expand service up on Highway 18. And he's like, this is such a great idea. He says, I wouldn't even charge you to do this. Well, we want to pay you if you're going to do it. But so, he was really encouraging that, really we should look at this and pursue this. So, of course, the library has been around in Washington. The Pioneers founded it. It's been around for a long time. Our area has actually been an area that values education and development. So as we look at that, and this is what I told them in the grant when I did it. I said, if you're looking at a round trip, all of these areas have significant distance. You guys know this. I mean, you drive it and you live it. But I think for people that don't live around here, they don't realize that, if you're in Gunlock, you're, almost 60 miles from either St. George or Enterprise. So that's what I told them in the grant. I said, we have an area that really could use a little closer service. So the book locker system, so around the country, these are just some ideas from some other places. I think this is down in the Phoenix area. I don't know where Amesville sounded like Iowa or something. I don't know. But you can see kind of how they've done that. So. And what this is this would be where we would pull books from the 8 other locations. And, if it comes from someplace like Hilldale, it takes a while for us to wend its way through the courier system, a couple days. If it comes from St. George or something, they could get on there and come up. And then when it gets loaded, it would be loaded in a locker. These are all... Actually, these are wrapped. They call them wrapped. They don't come this way from the manufacturer, but so they kind of put some advertising stuff on them. And they get loaded with the material, and then when the patron comes, they log in and use their library card. The locker pops open. They take their stuff, and so it's already checked out for them. They just close the door, and away they go. So we're still kind of figuring out the return part. It depends on which vendor. Some of them have a bigger bin where it goes in. Others, they just put like an old-fashioned, return in the corner, and then they just get picked up. So that's...
Version you're looking at, is there a video camera to see who it is that's picking up the book?
Yeah, actually... think there is some...
That's an ATM.
Let's see. I think right up in that corner there or above.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got... So, yes, there would be something... And that was another thing when I had actually come up and looked at this in January. I thought, you know, where can we locate this? And Jared Bollinger said, you know, right on the highway, he said, sometimes you get people going through town that aren't from town, and you may get a little more vandalism if you're right on the highway. So he thought, and then he's kind of connected with the fire department, too. So he's like, the fire department's a great place. You should talk to them. So that's how I got started on this track. But over at the gas station or the dollar store would be a lot more, you know, on the highway. But I think that the fire station, like I say, could be maybe a little bit off the path for those. It's not that we think that we have vandals anywhere in Washington County, but we think people that...
Plus, this
yeah.
is occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is staffed 24/7. So that does make it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
It's also a pretty decent location. You know, it's very central to the whole corridor, and everybody comes to this gas station here.
Yeah.
And so this is a very nice location for something like that.
So yes, and I think in terms of the county, you know, I think if there are any other questions, I'm willing to field them. But yes, you know, the county, I think would. Probably feel more comfortable being here. I've already talked to the library board. They said, yeah, it'd be easier to stick with, you know, a county location, so, or, you know, another government entity. So you can see where, you know, she goes up. It's actually supposed to be fairly easy. Puts her card information in. Well, they place the hold online, so if you're just like, you know, if you want a DVD for your house or something, you would, a couple days ahead, you could request it, then it's going to, you place the hold, you select the locker, and then it gives you an email saying it's there. You pick it up, and then you return it. So the library itself has, like, you know, the countywide has like 500,000 items that's books and DVDs and music and all kinds of things. So, their objective is to make sure that it's ADA compliant, so the monitor, and then, you know, they can be in those middle areas. So, and like I said, they come just with the plain metal, but I think part of the grant, they want us to advertise that they had given us some money too, so we'd probably try to do the wrap or something on that to kind of advertise that. And the same circulation rules would apply, you know, just like at the library. So, you know, if we're looking at total material, you know, it's not like they can, well, the lockers are limiting too, but you could actually put multiple, so if someone, say like you had a family and you requested 20 items, that locker may not fit 20, but, you know, you may take 1, 2, 3, or 4 slots or something, and so... I think the benefits of the community, of course, it less travel time, access, and like I say, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It helps people in terms of the access, and then it expands service in a rural area too. So, and then you can, yes.
I'm guessing if you check the book out at one of the libraries, you could return it here.
Yes. Yeah. Like I say, we haven't got. Whether we're going to do the book drop or whether it goes through that system. But either way, you put your card in, or if it's just a regular return, you'd put it in there, and then we would... the way that works, even if you drop it off to Enterprise or Santa Clara or St. George, if you drop it off hours, the clerk that checks it in, they just set it to book drop mode, and it checks it in for the next past day business. So... that's probably what we would do on that. So,
do you have a preference on which size to take? How many lockers? The width?
So they kind of come in the vendor, and so you buy them as a module. So you have to buy the center one with the computer. I mean, that one's a must. But then you can buy different configurations. So, you know, you can buy up to 15, but then they're a little short. or you can buy, you know, a different configuration than they're bigger. So,
do you have any statistics on the usage in our service area?
Yes.
From central to government?
So, actually, last year, for a different thing, I started looking at card registration, and we did all of the areas in Washington County, including, and it gets a little tricky when you're looking at some that are unincorporated, because it's hard getting population figures for like Brookside and things when it's not an incorporated city. But we do have registered patrons in all of the areas in Washington County, including the unincorporated
city. I can tell you there's about, I think, 2,000 in our four community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I have that slide. It's maybe I'll get to that. If I didn't, I'll back out. But I actually have the population figures for each of the areas, and it's about 4,000 total, including Dameron, Diamond, Gunlock, up to Brookside.
Oh, yes, thank you. So you could just pull up how many patrons use the service annually or monthly, correct?
Mm-hmm. And as part of the grant, I had to say, this is how we're going to measure it, because I don't want to give you money and then feel like it was a waste of money.
Yeah.
So I had to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're hoping to increase library card holders, and we're hoping to track the holders we have to see how much use there is.
So are you looking from Diamond to Central?
Well, whatever is convenient. So, yeah. I mean, if someone, I realize that, you know, if you're in Winchester Hills, you're probably not going to drive up here.
Right. That's not St. George.
Yeah, so you may want to drive to Santa Clara or St. George. Mm-hmm. But if you're, I think Diamond, Dameron, it could go either way. If you're in Central or Pine Valley or Gunlock, it's going to be a lot closer to come here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you need, though, I mean, if you're looking for a lot of stuff and you didn't plan ahead, like, I don't know about any of you, but I had kids that would say, I have a report due tomorrow, you know, and then you're scared.
Oh, sorry, so. Yeah.
That's so, what Brock is for.
So, you know, I think that, and I appreciate you guys being supportive. That's one of the things we're looking for, and I'm glad that you have the same idea. I guess great minds think alike, right?
So, yes.
So probably what we would need is electricity. I think with the internet, I've already talked to on a couple of options. We'd probably be looking at either a little satellite thing or InfoWest.
Well,
we have
an InfoWest connection.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
No. Yeah, we have a fixed IP, and they could just do their own router from that, probably.
Okay. So, oh, thank you. Let me show the population. Sorry, let me go back through here quick and see.
No, that's okay. What I was just curious how many patrons actually use the service in a year or annual.
Yeah, we would have to look at that. I was looking for more registrations than use, just to see how many people use those cards. So.
Yeah. Although I would imagine if it was here, more people would use it.
Yes, and that's the hope, that if it's a little closer, and I mean, we all, I think I heard someone back there in the back saying, you know, about the clerk's office. I pay my taxes too, and we all have a tax bill, and there is a line on there, and so, you know, we would like to be able to support everyone.
So would you, I don't think this is the right word, but would you want us to help advertise to the community, our community, about this?
That would be great. I mean, we would try to get the word out. I think my thought is when we get it set up to have kind of a ribbon cutting type thing. I don't know how many people we'd have, but it'd be nice to have like a, you know, a little thing for the community and, you know, try to do a little you know, festivity type thing. So.
Well, I was just wondering, because you know, through our Nextdoor app, and then we now have a website, and we can also talk about it there. I'm just, or do you not want us to do
no,
that?
No, we would like to push out the word. So, any help doing that, that would be great. So.
And I'm also wondering, because one of the best users, I think, are children.
Yes.
And so I think that could be another good thing to promote for more children to seek that out, and then their parent doesn't have to go all the way into town and they can get it.
Do you already have a children's reading award program?
So, yes, there are several things that happen. In the summer, there's a summer reading program that they could participate in. There's another program called 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten that kind of encourages children to read, and I think statistically it shows the children that where their parents read to them before they can read, and it kind of helps develop cognitive skills and abilities and kind of, you know, pushes them forward, helps them as they get into school.
So, Alan, what do you need from us? I mean, do we, if we just say, yeah, come and do it, do we need to, I mean, is there, what do we need to do? I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think it's this is a great place, and you know, it's a place for the community to come to. But what all would you need from us to be able to make this happen?
Well, probably the, yes, let's do it. I mean, then we would pursue. So I haven't actually purchased a system yet. I think you had asked me if I had it. No, we don't have it on site. It's not ready to go.
Okay.
For the grant, though, I do have to have it up and going.
Okay.
And so.
By when?
Well, you have to have it in before you can get.
No, I have to have it installed and collect data for the end of the grant, which is in June.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's.
How quickly can you make it?
How quickly can it?
Can
so, one of the. We had three bids. I mean, we have to get three bids. You know, that's part of our procurement
Excuse
process.
Excuse me, is it beginning of June or end of June?
So,
middle.
I would actually like to have it in before June.
Okay.
Because
so
I have to do a report by the end of June. All the money has to be expended by the middle of June.
Okay.
And
got
so,
it.
I
yeah,
mean.
Yeah, understand.
But basically, we just need us to say, yeah, we want it, bring it on, and
I haven't,
we're off to the races.
Figure out where it's going to go.
Yeah, I would imagine that. I haven't talked to the attorney's office. My guess is they'll want to have some type of an agreement between us, you know, where we just say, yeah, we both understand what we're doing,
okay.
That type of thing. And I don't think that has to be a big deal, but I'm sure they'll...
Want to just vote on whether we're in favor of this?
What, you want to do that first, and then...
Well, but I have a question. Are, yeah. And as chief, this is your station. Are you? Do you have any questions or concerns?
No, I've talked to him about it. And
right.
I think we ought to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically, what are you going to need? A 10 by 16 pad and two walls and a shed roof off the side of the building here where you
power? No, we've got space in the...
I think along the side of the building.
We could go right outside here or on the other side of the building or...
Yeah,
well, we want it out front.
Yeah. Literally right out front. We could just tap right off of that.
Yeah.
So I think along this wall here is easily monitored. The paramedics and EMTs are just right there on the other side of that wall. There's already a pad. You know, we probably just need to make sure that there's a space left for people to come up and park so we've got handicap access there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we could pull the trigger and make something go right here pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We may want, the pictures you've got right there, we may want to put just a little more of an overhang so that, you know, I mean, if you have the rain or something, you're not standing out there and you're on the drip line of the roof and it's dripping on you or something. So.
It does rain here once in a while.
Yeah,
hello, sir.
Yeah.
Welcome. You snuck in on us.
Question. Would it require lighting for a light? 24 hours.
So, I think you already have lighting.
Yeah, there's a light on the light
above the door right here.
Some of those look like they have built in.
Motion sensor.
We can change one to a ring camera so we can track coming and going.
Is the grant going to cover the awning that's going to need to be built over?
So the grant is like a fixed amount. I'll tell you, it's $30,000. That's what they've given us. The bids that I've got right now for the lockers range from about 27 to 32. So, I mean, they will cover that amount. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you expect us to put the awnings?
I don't know that I would expect you to.
Well, can we get help from county building guys or
from the maintenance department or something? Yeah, we could. I can talk to them about that.
Because they'd have an electrician.
They have an electrician on staff, you know, and things like that. The county IT guys, we would kind of be tapping them to help with the connections and stuff like that. So
to quote Kevin Costner, if you build it, they will come.
Well, we hope.
Pretty much.
That's the plan.
Yeah, and we hope as you push it out to, you know, people as well. I think initially it may take a little time, you know, to get things going, but I think as people get to know and are acquainted with it and our objective isn't to get fines. We do have fines for late material. That's encouraged. And our fine is like a dime a day. It's not like we're trying to, you know. So, and we do send notices to people 3 days before stuff is due. So, I mean, we're a library. We try to, but we're trying to encourage people to bring stuff back. But we don't run the library off of fines and fees or that type of thing.
You don't have the marshals ready to go out?
No, well, yeah, there's no book police or anything like that.
Any questions?
Yeah, does anybody have any questions?
Why not?
Well, I'll make the motion to allow the library system to install Book Locker, and working with Chief Larson, we'll find the appropriate place for it, safe and practical. You agree with that, Chief?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Motion passes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your support and your willingness.
Well,
and
thank you.
Like I say, when you guys said we have an idea, I'm like, I do too. So I'm glad that we're kind of on the same track here and thinking about that, and I appreciate that. And so we'll work toward that. Just next steps, just to let you know, I've got to go to the commission.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got to do the procurement process and things, but I would like to try to get it going.
Yeah, get it going.
So
quick.
Who should be your point of contact for us so that we can make sure either we do what we need to or...
It sounds like you two guys.
Yeah, we've been talking.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Then, okay.
Well, thanks for
your information. Just to fill you in, and this isn't something we've officially discussed, it was going to be on tonight's thing, but we have a lot of extra space on this property. So we're looking to expand our facility, and part of that would be to offer the county and the sheriff's department space using portables so we don't have to have permanent installations. And one of the occupants that we'd love to see, besides each county facility coming up once a month or something, would be library, maybe every 2 weeks having, you know, a volunteer reader or somebody come up. But it would give you a place to expand your services.
Maybe a little story time or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have all the way to the fence line on the other side of the berries.
Okay.
And you kind of don't realize it, you know, because they're there.
Uh-huh.
But it's something we'd like to look at for the near future.
So, I mean,
but this would
if
just
you're doing like a story time, even this room could work.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that could be something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that would be, it would be harder in here during the weekday.
Uh-huh.
But if we had a portable out there, like a classroom size, then...
You're looking like a Connex type thing or something?
No. You know, a double wide commercial office that comes together, bolts together, has air conditioning and heat, and yeah, you don't necessarily need a pad for it. You know, I put them up in cow pastures and all over the place for medical, so it works very well.
Okay.
And it only takes 6 weeks from the time you order it to the time it's delivered, so it's a quick turnaround.
But I know probably about 8 years ago we did some story times. Well, we had a little thing where we were working out with the Shibowitz out there, and we did some story times out there. So we've done that type of thing before. So.
Yep. So we'll be back to you.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Item 6, Rosemary, we've got a...
Okay, yes. So consideration to offer our district to function for Central Park administrators. So to give everybody an update on the park...
I put that on because I don't know why I put your name there, but
Well, I already talked to the park people, but to give everybody an update with the park folks, they've been, like, amazing. So a couple of things. One, they did put in for the RAP grant, and the county awarded them $20,000 for a park in Central. And now there's a stipulation on that. So the park team has their EIN number, they have a bank account, they put all the paperwork in to get a 501c3. So they're functioning, But they want to get that 501c3 category because they also need that for the $20,000. They need to. The county's going to give them that once they get their 501c3. So they submitted that in January. They said it could take up to 6 months. So what they're and they have started to get donations in. I know we gave them their check for the 2,800 or right. 600, whatever mm-hmm. it was, and they put it in the bank, and they've been getting donations because now they're also putting together an Easter egg hunt March 28th at Central, using the Central Fire Station as a base, and the Easter egg hunt is free, but they're doing other things to put money, and then people have been making some donations to them. So if needed, if there's any money funding from the county, it may need to come through they need a special service district until they get their 501c3, and they're asking, could we still use our district should something occur that they need to put that money there, as they couldn't put it right now in their checking account.
The reason I put this on is it's on the county's meeting schedule to create a new SSD just for the park, and that seems awfully unnecessary.
I think at this time it is, but they're just saying if they need something, will we still continue to help them?
Well, that's why I wanted to know if we as a board...
I would prefer the county create an SSD for that, because then it's created for that purpose and not... I mean, our SSD was created for fire service and not for a park. I don't feel... I mean, the county can create SSDs all they want. That creates them an SSD that governs themselves, not governed by a bunch of other communities, and that's set up just for that.
And they do want that. It's just it might be an interim if they need it.
It's similar to what Dameron does. They supervise the park.
And I understand that,
but it's not a permanent thing. They're not looking for a permanent thing. It's just an avenue. Mm-hmm. For example, if the county, it's this $20,000. If the county's saying it needs to go somewhere, that's an SSD.
Well, can you hold it for them?
Yeah, but it sounds like the county's in line to create an SSD for that purpose, correct?
That was the discussion. I'm not sure. That's why I didn't want to talk to them before we talked about it.
I would prefer that it be its own entity, its own, and not intermingle.
It is a little bit of a headache on Dameron because they have to manage both, and now they got firefighters that got to go out and mow the lawn out of the park and things like that, and I know that's a little bit of a headache. So I think Slade.
Yeah, they'd rather be paid to wax
just
the ends of
or sit and play video games. But be that as it may, it's just one more thing to add to the list.
Yeah. So I know they got their state designation as a nonprofit, but since they're not recognized by the IRS as a nonprofit,
not at this time, correct?
Then are those funds in peril in any way?
Correct.
What requirements does the county need to form an SSD? Do they have to have their 501c3 or just
no? It would be a public corporation. You wouldn't need to be a nonprofit. So that's a moot point. If the county, just like with us, they do a proclamation and birth it, they have a scope of practice, so to speak, and that's it. And then, so once the county approves it, then they have to have their...
So to get approval, you just have to get it put on the docket for discussion and then have a vote?
Yeah, the county attorneys...
Yeah, the county actually creates it. So the committee wouldn't create the SSD. The county creates it.
But you have to petition them to create it, correct? Or you have to at least submit some kind of...
Well, I think they've already had that discussion with them. That's why it's on the docket. Yeah. But that would mean the county attorney would be involved, and they would set the parameters for what they can do and create the district. I would imagine it's going to be a standby fee type of thing for the residents of Central, if that was the whole purpose. There's no purpose to have a...
Correct. They have looked into for the liability, the maintenance. Those are two big things that everybody who they come across. say to them, which is what we said to them in the very beginning. We'll hold this money, but we're concerned about liability and maintenance, so what are you going to do? So right. They have been researching all of that. Again,
some of that's Water Conservancy property, and they said Water Conservancy will hold the liability.
Say that again? The Water Conservancy District will...
They own that property.
Right.
And will assume
the liability.
Wow.
Well, but they're trying to get the Water Conservatory to sign that property over to...
My understanding is that's a long-term no-fee.
Yeah, long-term no.
Wonder
no
why they
want
to do that.
Turned over to the...
Okay. Yeah, I have not heard that. I'll let them know. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't think there's anything to do about it. I'll bring them back the message to work with the county to get their own special service district and go from there, because that then would suffice their immediate
that would be
to
their
put that
cleanest place. Thing to do.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to do no action on this agenda item.
I don't think there's any action.
Okay.
All in favor? Gift number four. Did you approve the minutes for January?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was when you were sleeping.
I'm going to get a plate for a minute. Ralph, you could
have
woken me
up.
Sorry.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay. That motion passes. Okay, so now we're item number seven. Update on the 2026 standby fee milling. Mark's got that one. We got our billing out. In fact, I got the bills for the billing today. We got our first deposit. Thank you, sir, again, for allowing us to use the Dropbox. So we have our first one today.
Mm-hmm.
We have our first return item. And so we're underway. Did we resolve the issue for online billing? We're good to go?
I talked to Tyler today. So Rosemary said there's an issue when somebody wanted to put in their parcel number. The field only accept numerals and wouldn't accept, you know, our parcel numbers are big hieroglyphics. So he's going to change that so it'll be multi-characters and they can just put in whatever that parcel identification is into that field. So that should be done by tomorrow.
Yeah, so today I paid it through online.
Oh, you did.
And what I had to do for, so it's one of those with a red asterisk, so it won't process it until you put a number in. So it asked for the parcel number and it asked for the account number. So I ended up putting the account number in the parcel and the account number in the account number, and then it went through.
As long as
you
can identify it.
Because I wouldn't put in DDE. It just put in 1-10-13, but it means nothing because some of these.
Yeah, they're long and there's letters and dashes.
That's the only thing that didn't work.
So he said he'll try and get that fixed tonight, so we should have that.
Okay, let me know and I'll try putting my DVD.
Okay. I'll see what.
But anyway, it was super smooth.
I'll try it on.
And our website, you guys got to check it out. It looks great.
Thank you.
And
it looks
Slade's
really
been updating
great.
That, and he's our new webmaster and
PIO,
and
I'll just need a mugshot of you, and I'll
see if I can find something.
Anyway, check it out.
Okay.
So, hopefully we'll go off without a hitch. We expect less than a dozen returns this year.
Yeah, last year I think we had 10 or 12. So.
I have a question on the bill.
Yes, sir.
On the billing period, it says that this is from January 15th to April 30th. Does that mean that we're going to have two more bills?
No. Where's it at?
It's right on the homework bills. That's why I was like, that's why we're kind of like, what?
I know. Yeah. I probably got 50 calls from neighbors today about the bills.
Oh, yeah.
They're still on the board, and they are not happy.
Almost went off.
Almost.
We
were
that
close.
That close.
We'll have to
fix that.
How many times did we prove that?
So the reason it's the 15th? Is because that was the day for this year that we could start our business.
Yes.
That's why it's the 15th. But yeah, thank you.
You're going to get a lot of response back on that. Because like I said,
previously being on the board and a lot of people thinking I was there. I've got multiple calls today.
Thank you for taking those. We'll make sure that's on the website.
And that's kind of the reason I'm here was to represent them, because I didn't have an answer, guys, to why that was there and what was
going on. And the answer is, whoops.
Yep.
So, somebody could put that out in big letters on something where the neighborhood can read it.
Might need to put something on the website that says, hey, this is...
You got that PIO?
Oh, yeah. We can have them
put it somewhere.
Sandwich board on them out in front of the gas station.
That's not all our numbers are on here.
See, the numbers are there.
Yeah, that would be there, but I'm... You know, the one that a lot of people there in Central. Yeah. Not taken away from Rosemary or Mark, but I mean...
No.
Thank you for finding those.
I'm the one that got called.
Yeah, thank you.
We wouldn't have known. Thanks.
Sorry.
Okay. So do we need to put out a postcard again?
I think we just... I think it's just a mistake.
Oh, it is, but...
Yeah.
But we're trying to.
It would be good to either send it out by email or put it on the website.
Okay.
I have one other question regarding finances. What do you know about the new state requirements and when that's going to be implemented?
HB 48.
I don't know that the governor signed it yet. As of Friday,
DNR hasn't got anything going, so basically, yes, they've got the map out, but they're not really doing anything yet.
Wait, are you talking about the finance regs that just got pushed through?
HB 48.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where they're going to come out and do inspection, the charge is all more money.
Well, the... Yeah.
The answer is nobody knows yet.
Nope.
They don't know yet.
I think I've seen some numbers being bounced around that the high end will be $100 penalty for the high end and
per year.
And
wasn't it 18 for standard?
30, I think it's 30.
Well, they just said okay, if you've got a 6,000 foot house, your bill is going to be like $100. And it's going to be graduated down from there. So, but that's
not based on your fire.
No, I think
square footage on the house.
But, yeah, basically, the map of the area is already in, and we're on it.
Original.
You know, basically, I looked on the map for my property, which is down here on Levin Lane, and you know, as a firefighter, it's very minimal. You know, you compare it to Pinyon Hills, which is a mess, but we're kind of in a moderate area, so if you're going to have vegetation around you, forests and stuff, you're going to be more, but like I say, it's still, they don't even have inspectors out or any qualifications and said this is what we're going to do, you know, it's still... Basically, it's a mind game at this point. Gordon?
Just relating to that, when the two planning commissioners and Victor came up last week, if you remember, one of the planners had mentioned HB 48. And I went and spoke with him because the big concern is it addresses primarily residential properties that are occupied. There is no classification for absentee owners, undeveloped lots, and absentee lots. And that's one of the issues. The panel of the Planning Commission has looked at it too. I had sent communications to Don Ipsen, to Walt Brooks, to ask about looking to that aspect of it and get some clarification for the benefit of us, the payers. So that's the status.
It's still up in the air.
It's unclear. The county has really no progress at all on it. I don't think they know what they're doing.
Well, and the state doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, the state was doing the meetings about it, and you know it's still not there. Basically, what it's going to be more pointed to is your insurance, and we have no control over that.
So I just looked it up. According to this one article, it says HB 48 is set to go into effect on May 7, 2025. So that was last year.
They imported, yeah, but basically it's not
in. January the 1st.
Right.
And
somewhere
there.
See.
I don't know.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So. Item number 8, the accounting.
Thank you,
Jim.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
By the way, when you hear from him, I'm sorry.
Like I said, I didn't want to be the bearer of bad news.
No, you're right.
I said I would come through. Well, I like to tell them what was going on. It's good to see you in there. You guys know.
Well, add your number to your home page.
I will, but like I said,
thank you, Jim.
Well,
I know. My phone is on there too. So
appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, guys.
See ya. We put out an RFP to several CPAs that are on the state list because we had the grant from CIB that pushed us over into audit territory. I think we had what 325,000 or so in 2025. In any case, it for that for 2025 we require a formal audit, and it's straightforward. It was just because of the grant. Our books are extremely clean because we use Polaris, and they're public, so there shouldn't be any issue with the audit. The problem is the first firm that we discussed the audit with just merged with a national firm, so their fees went up to as much as $8,000 to do a simple audit, and that's just cost prohibitive. So I contacted several more of the state contract list. We found two other firms that responded. One couldn't fit us in time. The other one is looking at between $1,800 and $3,000 at the max. It's not due until June.
It's due June 30th.
But we'd like to
June
get it done.
1st.
Yes.
So we need reports from Polaris, which they should have at this point.
Yes.
If they have all the paperwork, and
I
then
believe
we
they do,
send
yeah.
it to them. Our budget, our income last year was $457,000. And $457,601. So once you're over 350, you have to have
the audit.
A CPA outside audit, independent audit.
So unless we're really blessed this year with an unexpected cash flow, this should be a one-time thing.
Yeah, we're looking at a $246,800 income this year.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we accept that one that was $1,800. Yeah, the low bid, and that we move forward and get it off.
I'll second.
No rubber stamps, right?
Say again?
No rubber seat, just stamps.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
No, we got rid of that.
No.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, passes, let's get it done.
Okay, and then I just want to go over the accounting. Currently, in our PTIF fund, we have $123,445. In our Zion account, we have $114,966. And we have a little over $20,000 in accounts receivable from 2025. So that brings us currently to $258,400. Plus or minus, and then plus we're getting our salary fees for this
Correct.
Year. So.
Yeah. And then if you, I'll be more than happy to pass these around. These are public copies. Part of our commitment to all of the residents is to stay transparent. So all of our credit card charges are here, listed by who purchased what and by whom. So for January 1st to the 31st, we spent $13,000, and it was the largest of those were repairing a vehicle that was damaged in the line of duty and medical supplies. And then in February, we spent $3,650. That included our quarterly pest control. We spend about $350 a month for our official email service that includes GSA level DoD security from Google. So we have a Google Cloud account. So that's about $350 a month. That's always going to be ongoing. But we also purchased equipment. We have five new EMTs that are graduating.
Six.
I'm sorry.
Six.
And I'll let Chief talk about that. But we had some repairs, and all the expenses have been audited. Our check write, we only wrote five checks since January, and it was just to cover $5,400 of that went to Damron Valley for the EMT course for those six EMTs. And our CPA took $2,400, and we got the emergency equipment installed in our new rescue for $2,909, and our insurance is $3,500 a quarter. So that's the check write that I did, and then we have a physical check that was returning the custodial funds that we had for the Central Park, so that returned the $2,686 that we were holding for them.
Mark, are you sure our quarterly insurance is only $3,500? Because I thought it was close to $30,000.
This is for the auto and not for workman's comp. It's for auto and property for that quarter. We had a rebate because we took the ambulance.
Off the other car. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, it was for that one. Yep.
Okay.
So you're welcome to take a look at that. Anything else on finance? I think that's it.
Okay. All right. Item number 9, addition to a joint payment toolbox at Gunlock.
So this will make this really quick. Paula is on the water board in Gunlock. And one of the problems we've had there is having a place for a drop box, a secure drop box. A lot of people in Gunlock have to pay by cash, and they're looking to find a secure place. I had made a suggestion. We've got a nice metal door there at the fire station, and it's centrally located. I looked at a mailbox similar to this. It would just be a door slot on the metal door there at the fire station, and it could be secured with a lock on the other side. This is something I proposed to the water board there that they pay for, and they take care of installing, but I wanted to get the permission of the board to be able to do something like that. And then it could be a dual functioning where people could make their fire payments there mm-hmm. as well. And they kind of like to make their water payments every month. And so that's one of the other reasons. But we could also use this as a drop box for our fire fees. But again, I wanted the board's approval before we went ahead and put that on the fire station, but just wonder if that would be...
Would Paula be the responsible party?
She would be the responsible party.
Well, there's a lot of them that go into the one here in
yeah.
Mayo.
Well,
so I think it's
very valuable.
But it would be very convenient for the people in Gunlock. It's a central location there at the fire station. And it's about $70 for the box. That'd probably be about that much to install it. But I
make a motion to do it regardless of whether they pay for it. I think that would be a good community service for Gunlock, for our payments.
So just so I know, on the outside of the door, you put it in, you get the checks off from the inside
you
of the door.
Yeah, you simply have a slot like that, looking like that on the door.
Okay.
And then the other side would be the box.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So.
And it's locked on the inside.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay.
So.
You got a question?
Gordon? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Is the door a lift door?
No, this is a man door. It's a metal man door, just like this one right here.
Down, or is it lift up?
It's a swinging door.
It's a regular swinging door, just like this one.
Are you talking about the device?
The post office. Yeah, it looks like from the picture that it's a drop.
The only problem with those is weather. When you have it drop down, they had an issue with this years ago with the one at the water board in Central. And if you look at this, it's like the old mailbox.
Yeah.
So it's a consideration.
We'll have to take a look at it. I think we've got enough awning over the top of it.
Well, you could just put a weather seal on the outside of it.
But I just want to make sure the board wouldn't have any problem with this coming in.
I'll make the motion to approve it. First, ask the water board if they'll pay for it, at least pay for the install, but regardless, for $70, I make the motion to do it just for the convenience of the Gunlock residents.
Okay. Well, you guys need to vote on that?
Well, that was the motion.
I got the motion.
Okay.
Do they have a second?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Wonderful. Against? Thank you so much.
That one passes. Item number 10. Requests for proposal on the working on the bay doors.
Oh.
And I guess that's you.
Oh, Lordy. I put out an RFP for four companies in the St. George area. The only response I got last week, that was from a month ago, was from our current vendor. So A-plus, I guess, wins the prize since they're the only respondent.
They've done a good job.
Yes, they have.
They really have. So.
And it looks like they're giving us a bit of a discount off of the call for services that we had. Okay. So we'll ask them to gin up a contract that we can look at, and that I'd like to move forward with asking them to go ahead and proceed with a firm contract for services for 2026. Do you all agree with that?
Yes.
Yes. I'll second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And against? Mm-hmm. Nope. Okay. Motion passes. Okay, item number 11, the update on the Certificate of Appreciation for the Elk Club.
Okay.
Looks like we've got them here.
The Elk Club...
Lodge.
Sorry, the Elks Lodge 1743 donated $23,855 to Central Fire Department in January. And that was just unbelievable, unexpected, incredible. And they were going to present us with a large format check at one of their lodge meetings. It got postponed, and we didn't hear.
Hasn't been rescheduled yet.
In exchange for that, we did a certificate of appreciation and a resolution thanking them for those funds. And this is a picture of their board and our chiefs accepting that up at Central Fire. So I did two of them, one to hang in Central and one to give to them once we get down to that meeting, because that's just above and beyond what anybody could expect from an organization. So this is just amazing. So we'll sign these and present that to them.
So I spoke to one of the trustees down there, and long story short, she was going to check with the board because they have their meetings every two Tuesdays, I think, and to find out when they were going to do it. Because they had it for January, and then they postponed it,
right. And
they have not rescheduled it. So as soon as they do, we'll let everybody know.
Okay. Item number 12. Consideration and draft MOU between the NWSSD and the
I emailed each of you a copy of this, but I didn't print any copies. I prepared a MOU, just simply states that the fire district and the water district will enter into agreement that says that we will provide water here without charging the ARM service, fee of any kind. If you provide fire service without charging us, and essentially this puts in writing what has already been taking place over the years, just makes it in writing so that both parties know.
And what that will do is waive the
762.
Soon, okay.
Thank you.
I received a bill for 762 unexpectedly, so that's what prompted the discussion.
And we do that for all of the water districts in each of the four communities. So it's kind of, it's been always like that,
So do we, I'm sorry, I didn't see that myself. Was that today you said
it? Yeah, that was today, earlier.
Yeah,
6:12. I didn't
see it. We just all got them.
So it has to go before our...
So it would have to be approved by this board, and then the water company board would approve it at our next meeting.
Okay. Okay. Do you guys need to get going?
Yep, and you're almost to your item you want.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we accept this MOU for with the Vail Culinary Water and the Fire District, basically to waive yearly fees to one another.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Mm-hmm. Okay. That passes. Okay. Item number 13 is we close the regular meeting for a closed session on personnel matters. So where are we going to do that?
I guess upstairs. If y'all want to go or stay, you can. Either way, it should be fairly quick.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you want us to go? Is it easier for us to go upstairs? Do you have that closed session?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we'll go upstairs. Yes.
You don't need me. Am I the personnel manager? You're on the list.
It's 7:34 p.m. and we're going off the record.